like a psul, and the korban it should be mamish like a psul hamikdashim v'yisol. Rashi says it means kino nafal by mum. Maybe it's also considered like a mum fell into the korban, and the korban should be posul. So in fact, you left it over too long. Talmud Leiman, this apostle says no. V'yachalta lefnei Hashem alakechom ma'isa degoncha. It says in the pasuk here, eating ma'isa dogon. So make a hekesh like this. Makish b'chor l'ma'isa. Make a hekesh, this korban b'chor, to a ma'isa. Ma ma'isa, just like by ma'isa. Even if you leave it over. Eina nifsa mishan l'chaverot. Leave it over from 1 year to another year. The ma'isa of this year, if you did not eat it this year, you're allowed to still eat it the next year. It does not become possible just the fact you leave over the ma'isa from 1 year to another year. And in nifsa mishan l'chaverot. Is af b'chor, the same thing, the korban b'chor. Also, and in if so, Mishon Lechaveret does not become possible from 1 year to another year. So even though you left it over and you're over the lava of Baal Tachar, but I call upon him, the korban does not become possible. So Chura, what is Ben Azin in his posik for? We have to dig from over here. So Moses says, no, it's true. Still, I need Ben Azin's posik. Because Salkot, there, the Chimin, I would have thought to say, Hani Mili Bechor Telar Barhat Sohu. Only maybe a korban of a Bechor. What's the Bechor? The firstborn zocher of the animal. So b'chor doesn't come for any kapara. There's no hatsor involved. So since it's not coming for kapara, here I say, even though you left it over more than a year, still you could bring it. Avu kodishim dibnei hatsoninu, but maybe a korban that's brought for kapara. There's supposed to be a ritza for the bailim. Eime, maybe lelirtsu. Maybe if you wait too long and bring it more than a year after zman nidroi, maybe it's a psul mekorban, kamash malon. That's why Ben Azin needs his pasuk, even for a korban that's coming for a kapara, still the such a locha, it does not become possible just with an ichur of zman. Just the fact you leave it over and bring it later, that does not passel the korban. Verse 2 is, the yakati still mehosam nafka, that the drosh that Ben Azin made, so the pasuk says, v'hoya v'chochet, that in you it should be a chet, if you leave over your korban, you did a chet, and the deek is, but there's no psul in the korban. If you leave over your korban, even though you're over a lav, it does not make a psul in the korban. So you have this diyuk. So what is Ben Azai in his pasuk for? So there's a Ben Azai, whom he boiled this pasuk he needs for this. You'll have a chet, and not for your wife. Your wife will not have the chet in this, if you're macha korbanim. Because otherwise, Salkot, that the Chemin Rav would have thought to say, Hoyo v'yomer Reb Loza, v'teimer Reb Yechanon, since Reb Loza is of the name of Reb Yechanon, ein ishto shalodu mesa, elim kei mevakshim emenu momen, v'yein loim, what's one of the reasons why your wife will die early? Is because people come to ask from the husband money that he owes them, and he doesn't give it to them, v'yein loim, Shnei Menopostik says, emen l'chol l'shalem, lo mo yikach mishkovcho mitachtechom, if you don't have what to pay back PPO, for that the Kodesh Baruch Hu takes away your mishkovcho, your bed. Means Hashem takes away your wife. So if so, the Ayyov and the Baatach and Ami Meitzo, then I would have thought to say, he would have been if a husband does not bring his korban. If he made a nether to bring a korban this year, and he waited the whole year and did not bring it this year, maybe for this chet also it's a reason why his wife should die. Kamash Malon, that's the chet you know. That only you will have this chet for not bringing the korban, but here would not be considered a chet on your wife's part. Meaning that even though there's such a loch if you steal money or you owe somebody money and you do not pay back, sometimes Hashem takes away your wife because of that, but here for the fact that you're not bringing a korban, that's not considered a chet on this, your wife will not be mesa. Now it says, Acher, my mother says, the machshava hu nifsol, v'yena nifsol b'shlishi. That a korban only becomes possible if you have a machshava, but not if you just leave over the meat to the third day. Just the fact the korban, that the meat becomes nicer, that does not make it so. That's what Chayim says. For Reb Elezer, for the Gemara, lo yichoshev mayovelei. What does he do with the pasuk of lo yichoshev? Yes, what does Reb Elezer do with this pasuk of lo yichoshev? The Gemara, Reb Elezer, lo yichoshev. What did he do with this? He learned this from Rosh Hashanah someplace else. That it's talking about a psul of machshove and not by noiser. So what does he do with the diik from lo yichoshev? So Marin says, he needs it, liker the Rabbi Yanai. Yo Marabianai Mina Yin Lamach Shovis Shemoitsiyas Zumizu. How do I know that even though you have a machshavas pigel, you have a machshava to eat from the meat tomorrow, but if you also have another machshava to eat it chutzlim kaimai, and also you have a machshava by a korban chatas to make a shinu kodesh to make shinu lishmo, that also passes the korban, how do we know that machshava takes away from the machshava pigel, that it would not be chal pigel in the korban anymore? Minayin la machshava shemaitziyah zumizu, shneim in the pasuk says, lo yichoshe, meaning lo yarav boi machshavis. You cannot mix up two different machshavis. If you want it to be chal, absolute pigul like we had before is only if everything was done kosher in the carbon. And the only thing wrong is the carbon only is the fact that you have a machshavis pigul, but no other bid machshava. If you have any other bid machshava, not the shafa psul, then there wouldn't be any psul, there would not be pigul. That's as lo yichoshe, meaning lo yarav, do not mix in any other machshavis. So we have Mori Masni Omer Rav Yanai. Rav Mori learns it like this. Learn over the name of Rav Yanai that Mina Yin Lamechashiv B'Kodeshim. Shuleika, how do I know if a Kohen, whoever does the Avodah, has this Machshav of Psul, the Shasi doing the Dalar Avodahs? How do I know Lamechashiv B'Kodeshim? Shuleika, that he gets Malkus for this Lav, Talmudim, and the Pasuk says, Lo Yechashiv. So the Kitzah, this is the Lav to say that he gets Malkus. He receives Malkus. If he has this, Rashi says lo yichoshev, kori be lo yachshev la'az lekanu makach. It's a nazar for the kanim not to have this bad machshava. Oh, malei Rav Ashi Rav Mori, la'av shein be maisu l'chur. Why should he get malchus? The kohen has a wrong machshava. He thinks b'shas dalar avodis to make an achila tomorrow. L'chur it's only a machshava. It's a la'av shein be maisu, and the klal always is the chol la'av shein be maisu and loyked olav. Winters oh malei. Or Malay Reb Yudi goes to Reb Yuda. The Yom that it says, Lav Shem B'Maisi Leikin Alav, yes. According to Reb Yudi Shita, or Lav Shem B'Maisi is Leikin Alav. So really, there's the question here, why is it called Lav Shem B'Maisi? The Chur is Lav Shesh B'Maisi. Peshash, you're doing the Avodah. Peshash, you're making the Kabbalah, you have the wrong Mashava. The Chur is called an Avera with the Maisa. You see from here now, that the Maisa, the Avodah itself, is an Avodah Kshera. The avoider, the kabbalah, the zrik you're doing, that's a good avoider. The only psul that's here, the only lab is only the machshava. Since it's only the machshava alone, that would not make, that's not called a maisa. That's called the lav shein b'maisa. Therefore we say, the lav shein b'maisa, the cloud is usually a leikin alav. There it goes, according to the holds, leikin alav. Now the Mishnah says, these are the kolim, about again, the machshava is a figol. They are cloud. This is the general rule. That kol ha-shoichet, anybody that makes the shechita on the korban, or else the yamakam, or whoever makes the avoidus kabbalah, a kohen that makes the kabbalah, the yamahalach, a kohen that brings the dam closer towards the mizbeach, the hazarik, or else a kohen that's making this rikas adam. So if he has a machshava now, bishas, one of these dalar avoidus, lechol dover shadak lechol, he has in mind to eat something, that he's supposed to eat. Part of the meat that you're supposed to eat. Or else lahakti dover shadakal hakti, he has in mind to burn part of the yemurim, something is supposed to be burnt, and he has in mind to do this chutzlim koimoi, not in the right place, that's the chutz outside the Azara. Or else by kochim kalim, he has in mind to eat it outside Yerushalayim. So apostle, it makes a psul in the korbin, but v'yein b'koros, there's no chi of koros, as we had before. And this again was a diyuk of the sefer for this Mishnah, that's mashed only on the dover shadakal echol, or on the dover shadakal haktir. What about you have the machshava chutzlis manoi? You have a mind to do it the wrong time, not to do it the wrong place, but you have a mind to do it the wrong day, then tigul, then it becomes tigul, the chayav amol of koros, then you chayav koros. If you eat from the korbin, from the meat, then you chayav koros. That's called the machshavas tigul. Obuvad, but providing, Sheikrov Hamate Kimitsosoi. Like all the Dalar Avoidis had to be done the right way. They all had to be done Kimitsvasa, the right mitzvah. And again, the only thing that was done wrong was only the Machshavas Tigel, nothing else. Now, Keitzad Korov Hamate Kimitsvasoi, what's called the good case? What's called the case that the Matir, the Dalar Avoidis, that Hamate the Korvin was done the right way? That means Shochat Pishtika. let's say b'shash chita, he kept quiet. Kibo v'hilach v'zorach uslazmanai. And then b'shash the kabbalah, so b'shash the avoid of kabbalah, or hilach, or else zrikom, the kohen had a mind that is going to eat something the wrong time, or else oishe shochat chuslazmanai. B'shash chita they had in mind to eat something the wrong time. And then kibo v'hilach v'zorach v'shtika. The other three avoidis he did quietly. That's also considered a machshavas pigol, since the only thing that was done wrong was only a machshavas to eat it the wrong time. Or else sheshochat v'kibbo v'hilech v'zorak kuslazmanai. Even if he had this machshavas during all these three avoidas, but since the only thing that he had wrong was this machshavas to eat something at the wrong time, zeo shekorov amatek mitzvosoi. This is considered that all the Dalar Avodis were done the right way, because the only thing that was wrong was the Machsheva of Pigol. To eat it, Shaloi Bezmanoi, that makes Pigol that now if someone eats from the meat of this Korban, will be Chayav Koros. Ketzad, what's called the case? Ketzad Loi Korov HaMatik HaMitzvosai, what's called the case that you do not bring the Matik, the Dalar Avodis, the right way? Meaning if you have another Psul, another Machsheva, that means shachat chutzlim kainoi. The shashchita you had in mind, you can eat something the wrong place. So that's a psul machshava, but it does not make pigul. Then kibbo v'hilach v'zor chutzlim manoi. The rest of the three avoiders, the kohen had in mind to eat something the wrong time. This does not make pigul anymore, because not only is there a psul pigul, there's also a psul chutzlim kainoi. That's not called korv hamatik mitzvosoi. Meaning, without the psul of pigul, there's something else wrong here also. Or else sheshochat chuslas manoi, that he made a shchita with a machshava chuslas manoi, to eat something the wrong time. But kibo v'hilach v'zor chuslam kaimai, when he did the other three avodis, he had a mind to eat something the wrong place. So again, there's another psul machshava besides the psul of tigul. Therefore, it's not called korv hamatik mitzvosai. You would not be chayiv koros if you eat from the meat. Or else, sheh shochat, you made the shchita, kibbo v'hilach v'zorak, chuslim kaimai. You only had this machshava to eat something in the wrong place. So this machshava does not make pigul, it only makes a psul in the korban. Now another case would be, ha pesach v'yachatis. The shas you bring in a korban pesach, or a korban chatis, will be sheh shochton shleh lishmon. B'shah shchita, they have in mind the shame of the korban, which this machshava passes the korban, and then kibbo v'hilach v'zor chuslas manoi. The other three avodas the kohen did with the machshava to eat from the meat at the wrong time. Again, it does not become pigul because he had another machshava psula, the machshava shloim lishmon, or else oish shochat chuslas manoi. B'shah shchita, he had in mind to make an achila the wrong time, but kibbo v'hilach v'zor shalishmon, b'shach the other three avoiders, even one of them, he had a machshava to bring the korban l'shem, another korban, so something else passes the korban, again there's no pigul. Oy sheshochat kibbo v'hilach v'zor shalishmon, but he did all the avoiders with the machshava shalishmon, zeh shalakor v'amantik mitzvosoi. This is the case that the korban was not brought rightly with the dalet avoiders, the matirim were not brought the right way, negate Hilchas Pigul, because again Hilchas Pigul is that the only thing that was done wrong was only a Machshavas Pigul, but if something else was done wrong, another Machshava that's not sitting Korv HaMatik HaMitzvosai, and then it does not become Pigul. Then the Mishnah continues on, what's going to be Lecho Kezayas Pachutz? He has in mind Bishas is doing one of the Dalar Avodis to eat the Kezayas of meat Bachutz, which means chutzlim kaimai, or kezayis lamachor. He also has in mind to eat the kezayis of the meat tomorrow. This is also not called korv hamatik mitzvosai, because there's another psul machshavam, not only chutzlis manai, but also chutzlim kaimai. What about if he has in mind kezayis lamachor, or kezayis bachutz? Also the same thing. Kechatzi zayis bachutz, the kechatzi zayis lamachor. He has in mind to eat the chatzi kezayis outside the wrong place, and the chatzi zayis eat it tomorrow. So true, together we had before, they're mistarf the two machshavas, but it does not make pigul, because you have another machshav here mixed in. What's going to be kechatzi zayis lamachot, kechatzi zayis bachutz? He has in mind either half of the zayas of meat tomorrow, which that would be a machshavas pigul, but he also has in mind kachati zayas pachutz, either half of the zayas chutzlim kaimai. So in all these cases, the locher is posel, true, it's a machshava psul here, you make a psul in the korbin, but again, the locher is, v'yein by korus, there's no chiyav korus, you do not make pigul here. Since there's another machshava involved, it's not only the machshava chutzlim kaimai, chutzlim manai, therefore, you're not chayav korus. It's not complete pigul, chal in the korbin. Alright, turn over. Now, Omar Rabbi Yehuda says, Zeh klal, this is the klal. Machsheves hazman, kodmo lo machsheves hamakom. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says like this, even though you have two machsheves, but if the first machsheves, the b'shan shchita, you had in mind to eat from the meat, chutz lizmanoi, the wrong time, that machsheves came first. And then later, b'shan zrika, the kohen had in mind to eat from the meat, the wrong place. So since the machshavas hazman, the machshavas pigul came first, the machshavas hamokam from the second machshava of chutzlim kaimai pigul. He holds you go bust for your first machshava, even though there is a second machshava here. That would be called pigul, and therefore v'chayav malo koros, v'chayav koros. V'yim machshavas hamokam kodmal machshavas hazman. But if the machshava of first b'shash chita, or the first machshava wrong, was teeth from the meat, the wrong place. So it's chal already, it's still in the korban. And then you had in mind teeth from it the wrong time. Then it's only posel v'yein by korus. That's Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush. V'chachom marm lechom say no. Zev is the posel. In both of these two cases, since l'maisi you had another machshav here, it's only posel. And v'yein by korus, there's no chiyat korus, it's not called tigol. It's not considered korav ha-matir kimitzvosav. What's going to be if you had in mind Lecho kechati zayis, or lahate kechati zayis, kosher. Let's say b'shas one of the dalar avoidis, the kohen had in mind to be makter half of the kezayis, and to eat half of the kezayis, either chutzas man or chutzam kaimai kosher. The chlau the carbon is not possible. Why? Shein achilu v'yaktor mitzarfin. These two machshavas you can't put together. You can't put a machshava that you plan to eat and you plan to burn. You can't put these two machshavas together. One's an achilus odom, one's an achilus mizbeach. So if you only had in mind to eat half of the kezayis tomorrow, that does not make pigul. Even though you also had in mind to burn the emurim tomorrow, but since you also only had in mind to burn a chatzi kezayis, each machshava by itself does not puzzle. Together they do not come together. You cannot be mitzaref an achila. These two achilus cannot be put together. Now the Gemara says, Omar Ilfilfa says, Machloikis Pishtay Avoidis. The Machloikis is only by two Avoidis. Avo be Avoidach as Divri Hakol, Irov Machshavas Evi. The Machloikis, Rashi says, Pishtay Avoidis means the Oditoni Seifa, Kizayis Lamochor, Kizayis Pachut, the Polygraph Yudolo. That's what the Yudis says, if the first Machshavah was Chutzlis Manai, and then the second Machshavah was Chutzlim Koimai, that still is Pigul. That's only b'shtei avoidus. That's what we're talking about. Machloikis b'shtei avoidus, where one machshava was b'shas shchita, and the second machshava was b'shas halacha. Avo be avoid achas, but if join the same avoida, b'shas shchita, b'shas kabbalah, join the same avoida, you have these two machshavas. Everybody, even if you do, would agree. Here of machshavas heavy, these two machshavas are mixed together, and therefore will not become pigul. You cannot say like first it was chala machshavas pigul. No, there's no pigul by itself. Right away you had two machshavas together. So when does Rabbi Yehuda say if first you thought chutzlas mani it's chal pigul, if during the first that first avoided by itself, that's the only machshava you had, and then later b'shas a different avoider you thought chutzlan koymai. Then Rabbi Yehuda says since it's already chal the psul pigul, it doesn't go off. But if during the same avoider you had these two machshavas, it's not chal pigul. But Rabbi Yechanan says no, af the avoid achas machloikis. Even during the same one avoida, still Rabbi Yehuda would hold. Let's say b'shas kabbalah. If at the beginning of the kabbalah the kohen thought to eat the meat tomorrow, so then it's chal pigul. Even though at the end of the kabbalah he also thinks to eat from the meat the wrong place, it's already chal pigul, and pigul does not go off. That's what Rabbi Yechanan holds. Tomorrow says, Bishleim, it's very good, Lilfa, according to Lilfa, me the Reisha, Bishnei Avoidus. Since the Reisha is talking about two Avoidus, his Seifa, not the Bishnei Avoidus. His Seifa is also talking about two Avoidus. The Reisha that says that cloud, the whole beginning of the Mishnah, was talking about two different Avoidus. So the Seifa also. Elul, Rabbi Yochanan, Reisha, Bishnei Avoidus. The Seifa, the Avoidus Acha. Like, is the Reisha talking about two Avoidus? And the Seifa, all of a sudden, is talking about one Avoidus. It's not a Mastava like that. Tomorrow says, in yes, it could be like that.